For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
For so long, all you had to do was keep your head down, pay your taxes, raise your kids, pray for your country, and you could hope for the best. But somewhere along the way, there were people, insidious little creatures, infiltrating your government and your public institutions and the media. And it was no longer enough to just be good enough, because you can't run from these people. You can't turn the other cheek. There comes a point where you have to engage in the battle. Our guest today is the author of the new book, Words for Warriors: Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Her name is Sam Sorbo. You might recognize the name of Kevin Sorbo, famous actor. She is a filmmaker, radio host, actress, international activist, and author. She hosts the weekly, nationally syndicated radio program and podcast, The Sam Sorbo Show. Sam, we saw a president who just left office and will probably go back into it, talking about fighting back against crazy socialists and the toxic liberal left, and I think your words call to mind a lot of what he's hearkening us to do. Fight back. We can no longer turn the other cheek, right?
That's correct. It's gone too far now. So, and that's really what my book is about, is the idea that we have to understand that the left is hijacking our words to the point where our words have become meaningless. So man now means a woman, and racist is simply a pejorative to shut you up. And in fact, it no longer means that you are prejudiced against somebody because of the content of melanin in their skin. It means that you espouse conservative values. And so at this point, our language has become virtually meaningless. And that's why I've been saying the left lies all the time. Their words have no meaning. They'll say whatever they need to say to make it sound good to somebody who's unaware, but then when you watch their actions, you say, well, hold on a minute, that's not what we signed up for. In fact, yesterday in the president's speech, he said, you know, what's weird is I asked some of these questions of Joe during the debates, and I was shut down. They didn't even let Joe answer. He's doing so much that he never even mentioned during the campaign. So at this point, I'm calling on people to sort of just to try to raise awareness that our words ought to have meaning. Words ought to be important. And if we allow, here's the problem. The reason that we have words is to keep peace, okay? What do you say to a child who's about to hit another child? You say, no, use your words, right? What do we say before we bomb Syria, for instance? We say, no, let's try diplomacy. What is diplomacy? It's the act of conversation, of trying to communicate, not with weapons and not with violence, but with our words. What the left is doing in devaluing our language is they are predisposing us to violence. And why are they doing that? Because they love violence. You have only to look at their behavior over the summer during the BLM riots Antifa, all the Antifa violence that happened, to understand that the left loves violence when it serves their purpose. And in fact, I would put forth that perhaps the violence that we saw at the Capitol on January was leftist violence that was then served their purpose because then they ascribed it to the conservatives. But every time you see a large gathering of conservatives up to that particular date, January 6th, everyone previous to that, where you had massive groups of conservatives together, the only violence you saw came from the left and was directed at conservatives.
You know, I was reading the introduction that Ted Nugent wrote for your book, and several others did as well, but Ted's a dear friend. And he talks about more and more Americans are unleashing their natural instinct to be a warrior for good over evil. We have a tendency to believe that the natural state of being is peace, and that's just not true. Nature is a violent competition for survival, just to simply eat and not be eaten. And I think we have to understand that the natural state of affairs for the left is to attack, and we can't continue to run. There's nowhere else to run to.
That's absolutely true. But in this country, and I don't know if you know this about me, I'm a big home education advocate. In this country, through our school system, we have been taught to be complacent. We have been taught to think we are incapable. That's why parents say to me, first thing they say is, oh, I could never homeschool. I don't know how. Well, who gave you the idea that you didn't know how? You do a lot of things that you never were taught by a teacher at a blackboard to do. Maybe education should be one of those things that you just try instead of just trusting somehow that the government system is going to get it done. And so we've been taught to obey government by what? A government school. It's no surprise that we think that somehow government has the answer. It should come as no surprise that the majority of youth graduating from high school and now college are socialists because they've been taught by a government to worship and revere the United States government.
It's a powerful, powerful thing when you can control the schools. Abraham Lincoln said that which you teach in the schools will be government policy in a generation. And I think in many ways what we're seeing in 2021 is the coming home to roost of our inattentiveness, our neglect of our school system 20 years ago. And so I think a lot of people as a result are doing that. They're taking their kids out. 20 years ago, I thought people who homeschooled were whacks. Now I think people who homeschool are heroes. And we're seeing that change for a lot of people. And I'm seeing a lot of families make that decision and say, you know what, I can't trust the schools to teach my kids any longer.
Well, that's true. And I'm going to push back on one thing that you said. To say that we're heroes is to completely misunderstand what we are about. And the reason I say that is because it is so much easier for me to home educate my children than to drop them at a government-run school. Because I save myself the undoing of the indoctrination that they get at the hands of the government. I save myself the PTA meetings. I save myself the dealing with the bullying problems that happen on the playground. Maybe parents don't even find out about, and their child is irreparably damaged, but they don't even know about it. I save myself all of that, and to boot, I get the better relationship with my children than I could ever get if I sent them away from me for 8 hours a day. So when people say, wow, you're my hero, I push back against that because they have no idea how lazy I am.
Right.
And how much easier a choice it is to home educate than to trust the government. And I really want to change the narrative on that because I want people to wake up and understand it's so much easier than they dreamed, and it's so much more rewarding than they could possibly imagine.
We had a terrible winter storm that came through Houston, which by New York standards wouldn't be as bad. They would have just pushed through New Jersey, but we're not used to that here. Our power grid failed. The power, we had rolling blackouts. And my wife made the point that she said, you know, being from India, we had brownouts often. We were often without power and often without water. And she said, you know what's interesting about this is that there was this complete breakdown because there was a lack of power and a lack of water for some period of time. And she said, think about this. For 99% of humanity's history, we didn't have those things. We grow so used to things over a period of time that they become crutches, and we lose the ability to do that which we always did. And I would say with homeschooling, that was the natural role of the parents to be teachers, and that should never be supplanted by anyone else, certainly not a professional teacher, because the most important thing you're teaching is not addition and subtraction and science and writing. It's values, and leaving the value teaching to the schools is a huge mistake.
Yes, thank you for saying that. That's absolutely correct. And not only that, the reason that you said that, because I educated my children, is because you've been taught that it's hard to educate somebody. Where did you learn that? You learned that in a government school. Because why? They want to ensure that you drop your kids off at the government school. So they have crippled you into believing that you can't do this. And you, as a parent, obviously not you specifically, you as a parent, you're thinking, well, I'm incapable, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to cripple your child by dropping your child off at the government school to learn to be a loser like you are.
I think that the choice of words in the title of the book says a lot about our call to action. Words for warriors. And you know what's interesting? It's not necessarily warriors in the sense of Marcus Luttrell or Chris Kyle or Army Rangers or Navy SEALs. I think some of the greatest warriors we've seen over the last couple of generations is women who protecting their children. We've seen this over the last year. How many women have stepped up as the greatest warriors leading the charge and saying, it's time to reopen the schools. It's time to put our kids back in school where they're supposed to be. It's time to do things that are good for small business as a woman small business owner. And I think this is a great call to action. I like the choice of words.
Well, thank you. I think words are very important. I choose mine fairly carefully, typically. And I think that it ought to be a call to action because we are in a battle. And it's no wonder that women are stepping up because as mothers, we understand that we are fighting for our posterity. We're fighting for our children. We're fighting for freedom in a nation that was conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, right? And we're fighting for that equality. And we ought to be. And I know you mentioned that people who aren't used to sort of dealing with hardship are soft. And I think we have grown soft. We've grown accustomed to this idea, well, most people are good. No, they're not. You know, most people believe that killing is wrong. Only if you grow up in this nation, in plenty of nations, they think that killing the wrong people, you know, people who are the wrong type of people, is perfectly acceptable. This nation was conceived with this idea of equality. And this nation understands the idea that killing is wrong. But now we've branched into sort of a new version of ourselves. In Germany, the killing of innocent people, they were guilty because of what they believed. And in fact, Gina Carano just tweeted that the German government convinced the German people that Jews were bad people and second class and wrongheaded. And so by the time the Nazis came to power and said, hey, you know, we're just going to round these people up, the neighbors of the Jewish Germans stood by and said, well, you know, it's probably for the better. And when she posted that, they fired her. Disney fired her. And so I have to ask, how did Disney know that they were the bad guys in that scenario? Because every thinking person, every reasonable person would say, oh, you know, it was a bad thing that the German government did against the Jews. That was a bad thing. And all Carano said was, how is being against a Jewish person because of their beliefs any different than being against a person because of their political beliefs?
Right.
Religious beliefs, political beliefs, by the way, are incredibly intertwined. So my religious beliefs inform my opinion that all life has value. But there are religious beliefs, the secular humanists who now run our schools, their religious beliefs don't necessarily conform to this idea that every human life has value. In fact, I would argue that secular humanism says no. Certain human lives don't have value.
I'm up against a break.
The life
I gotta
of the
tell
unborn,
you,
for instance.
I got
I'm sorry,
kick,
what?
I got a kick out of your... out of the intro that was written by Mike Lindell. Sam Sorbo knows words like I know my pillows. I love it. Sam, thank you for being our guest. I wish we had more time to talk. We'll have you back. The book is called Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. Keep up the great work.
Yes. Thank you. There's a lot of humor in the book, too, because we have to be happy for it.
We
right?
need a good laugh. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.